Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It was supposed to be the nation's first offshore wind farm, but now the wind project in Nantucket Sound that was championed by former Governor Deval Patrick could be dead in the water. Since the project, Cape Wind, did not meet a year-end deadline to begin construction, utilities that had promised to buy 80% of the project's electricity are pulling out. Patrick says he remains optimistic, but his successor, the new governor, Charlie Baker, may have to look further offshore than Nantucket Sound. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman explains.
In his inaugural address, Governor Baker drew a direct link between the state's economic growth and a sustainable, affordable supply of energy.
Families and businesses across New England are being hit with unprecedented increases in their energy and electric bill. At exactly the same time, energy prices are falling across the rest of the country.
The governor blames inadequate energy delivery systems. That's a reference to recent calls for the construction of more natural gas pipelines. Two-thirds of the state's electricity comes from burning natural gas, and that's growing as oil and coal plants are shut down. But the governor also acknowledges the need to reduce our carbon footprint. Under state law, utilities are required to buy an increasing percentage of their electricity from non-fossil fuel sources, and the biggest carbon-free project in the works in the Commonwealth has been Cape Wind. As a candidate, Governor Baker first opposed the offshore project, then he accepted it as a done deal. But just days before taking office, it became undone, and now Cape Wind may be doomed by more litigation. Matthew Beaton is the governor's new Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs.
We know the history of Cape Wind, and it is now a contractual issue. If it ends up in court or how it's hashed out, you know, wait and see how it gets cleaned up.
Cape Wind charges that it was relentless, costly litigation by opponents that prevented it from beginning construction on time and cites a special clause in the utilities agreement that it says permits delays. But even now, the group that led the legal battle to the offshore wind project isn't letting up.
In fact, on Monday of this week, we were in the U.S. Court of Appeals with that lawsuit before a panel of three judges.
Audra Parker, head of the Alliance to Protect Nantucket Sound, says the group isn't against offshore wind power. It just wants turbines to be out of sight and out of Nantucket Sound.
There are alternatives to Cape Wind that have fewer impacts. For example, at the end of this month, the federal government will be auctioning off areas far off the Massachusetts coast. So there's a right way and a wrong way.
Cape Wind would take up 24 square miles of Nantucket Sound with turbines, 5 miles off the shore. But 12 miles south of Martha's Vineyard is the Massachusetts Wind Energy Area. And on January 29th, the Department of Interior plans to auction off this part of the sea to commercial wind companies. At 1,100 square miles, it's by far the largest offshore lease sale in U.S. history. Sean Mahoney is Executive Vice President of the Conservation Law Foundation.
It's clear that offshore wind is going to be part of our energy future because it's such an abundant resource and because it can generate power when we need it most, which is this time of year.
The electricity from Cape Wind could power 60,000 homes. If all the Massachusetts wind energy areas sold at the end of the month and developed over the years, it could serve the electricity needs of nearly 1.5 million homes, half the houses in the state.
So the market will grow. The problem right now is financing.
While it's wind that makes turbines go round, it's money and investor confidence that will make or break the industry. The U.S. Department of Interior says a dozen companies are financially qualified to bid in this month's auction. But how many actually will, given the high cost of construction in the ocean and the Cape Wind experience, is still up in the air. And hanging in the balance is Massachusetts' offshore clean energy future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.